The Bible is. It's kind of a big topic. I'm not sure what I was thinking in setting it aside as the topic for the last week of this series. And so as I was trying to think about what to share from God's Word, and I know I wanted to focus on the Ephesians passage, which is appointed for this week, I still was struggling, like, where to go with this? And I saw in Ephesians that little phrase, you know, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And I thought, well, there's a great connection. But still, I wasn't sure where to go. And so sometimes when I'm struggling like that, I turn to another pastor for help. In this case, I turn to one of my favorite pastors, Eugene Peterson, the author. Never met the man in person, but I have read a lot of his words, a lot of his books, and often can turn to a book and at least gain some direction, gain some insight. And so I turn to the book that is titled Eat This Book, which is taken from the prophet Jeremiah. Eat This Book, The Art of Spiritual Reading. I thought that seemed like an appropriate title. Couldn't remember quite what was in it, but I thought that's an appropriate title. We're talking about the Bible, Scripture, the book. So eat this book, The Art of Spiritual Reading. And so I was glancing through, finding different things, and then I came across this story that Eugene Peterson tells. He had been a runner like in high school and college, and then at the age of 35, he took up running again. And it became part of his rhythm of life to be a runner. He'd run multiple 10Ks per year, usually one marathon, and it just became part of who he was. And so part of that then was that he subscribed to three different running magazines and often was reading every book on running from the library. And he admits, you know, it wasn't like the books and the magazines could tell him much new. Put one foot in front of the other. But he just enjoyed reading all of this because it helped him to feel that he was part of the community of runners. It helped him not to feel so alone. It helped him to think about this thing that he was doing all the time. He was running and he was reading about running until he got injured. He got injured and he couldn't run for a few weeks. And he says that it took him about 2 weeks to realize that he hadn't opened any of his running magazines or any of his running books. He wasn't reading about running because he wasn't running. And that's when it struck him that that's what it means to have the art of spiritual reading. The art of reading scriptures is kind of like that. If we are not thinking about how to, you know, pursue what it means to be disciples, pursue what it means to follow Christ, then why would we keep reading the scriptures? So here is paragraph about when he has this realization. He says that spiritual reading meant participatory reading, like reading in something that you're participating in. It meant that I read every word on the page as an extension or deepening or correction or affirmation of something that I was part of. I was reading about running, not primarily to find out something, not to learn something, but for companionship and validation and confirmation of the experience I had of running. Yes, I did learn a few things along the way, but mostly it was to extend and deepen and, he says, populate the world, like to see that there are a lot of others who love running. And that's what he learned about running. And that's what he learned about reading about running. And I think that that is a beautiful way to think about Scripture. That as we think about what does it mean each day to follow Christ, to somehow show our faith in what we say and what we do, to hold on to faith no matter what we face, it's participatory reading of Scripture. Let me read the paragraph again, but this time think about it as it describes what it means to read the Scriptures. It means that we read every word on the page as an extension or deepening or correction or affirmation of this faith that we're part of. We are reading about God, about Christ, not primarily to find out something, not just to gather some facts, not to just, you know, learn those facts, but for companionship and validation and confirmation of the experience of faith. Yes, we will learn a few things along the way, but mostly it extends and deepens and populates the world of faith. To help us to see that we are in this line of believers that goes back generations into the church. And if we are living out that faith, then reading scripture is there to help deepen the faith. That's participatory reading. That's what it means to have the art of spiritual reading. And it is tremendous to me that God would give us his word and draw us into this word. Not just as sort of like an instruction manual that you read once as you try to put together a filing cabinet that has a lot of parts and pieces. Not that I was doing that yesterday and still have more to go. But then, you know, you read the instruction manual, you set it aside or you throw it away. You never need it again. No, scripture is something we live in because God draws us into it. And so it seems different than just having your sword at your side. If you go to page 8, you've got the reading there from Ephesians. And Paul's describing the spiritual armor that comes from God that he gives to us. And this participatory reading idea, that seems very different than just having a sword at your side, kind of there if you need it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Again, this is the pointed text for the lectionary for today, and it makes a great connection. But Eugene Peterson seemed to be talking about reading scripture as something more than just that sword hanging in the scabbard. And then that's when I noticed the flow of Ephesians chapter 6. Notice verse 17, right? It says, you know, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and it goes right into verse 18. You got to notice this. It flows right in because it changes what it means to take up the sword of the Spirit. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit. With all prayer and supplication, or prayer and earnest requests. It flows right in. Take up the sword of the Spirit, praying. They go together. In fact, you could say that all the major verbs here about spiritual armor lead there. Like praying hangs on those verbs. Praying is this dependent verb. It's the outcome. Take on this spiritual armor, praying. That's what you're going to do with your armor, is pray. So Paul is saying, put on the armor of God. Take up, stand, take up, put on, so that you are praying. I love that. And it changes how we think again about Scripture. Scripture is not just some collection of stories to learn, not just some facts, not just something that happened long ago. God has provided us with Scripture, not just as a sword that might be getting rusty in the scabbard on our side, but God has provided us the sword to take up for praying. Wielding the sword means praying. And he says it's the sword of the Spirit, sword of the Holy Spirit. And then he says praying in that same Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God, is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And then you get to take it up and wield that sword and pray in the same Holy Spirit. So then suddenly all my searching on what to tell you about Scripture, suddenly it all changed to be about praying. And that leads us back to Peterson's participatory reading. Praying God's words back to him. Praying God's words to him. Listen to this. We enter the world of the text, enter the world of the scriptures, the world in which God is subject, in order that we also become participants in the text. We have our part to play in this text, a part that is given to us by the Holy Spirit, and as we play our part, we become participants. We are given this book, the scriptures, so that we can imaginatively and believingly enter the world of the text and follow Jesus. We are given this text of scripture so that we'll see that God has already brought us into that world. God has already come into our world with his word, and he is drawing us into his life. And so we get to take these words of scripture and pray them back to God. That's beautiful. Scripture not meant to just be something you carry around, but scripture something to wield like a sword. And scripture not there to just sort of know a few things and then make up our own stuff. Instead, God is saying, take up the sword, take up my words, and pray them back to me, because they are great words. They are true words. And you can see yourself in my words. So then, in all this thinking about scripture, then I turn to a different book on prayer. This is Richard Foster's book on prayer. And really, what we're talking about now is to take scripture and to pray scripture, which he calls meditative praying. He says, in meditative prayer, the Bible ceases to be a quotation dictionary and becomes instead wonderful words of life that lead us to the word of life. It differs even from the study of scripture, because the meditation upon scripture centers on internalizing and personalizing the passage. The written word becomes a living word addressed to us. This is not a time for technical studies or analysis. Instead, see that these words are addressed to you. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German Lutheran pastor, he said, just as you do not analyze the words of someone you love, but accept them as they are said to you. Now, I need to put a footnote there. Sometimes we do analyze the words of the people that love us, and we try to decipher their words. But what he's saying is, you know, when someone says, I love you, accept those words. Just as you do that, accept the word of Scripture and ponder it in your heart as Mary did. That is all. That is meditation. Meditation on scripture is to take the words and meditate on them, to think on them, to keep reading them, to read them over and over again over the course of days, maybe to write them out like I've been encouraging you during this series, to write them out and to see that those words are addressed to you. For instance, like today's words, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times. Paul's not talking to someone else. Paul's talking to you. You get to take up the sword of the Spirit and pray in that same spirit to speak these words to God and to be saying to God, God, help me to see that your words are addressed to me. That's what participatory reading is. That's the art of spiritual reading. That's the art of taking the scriptures from your side and to wield that sword and to speak to God with those same words. So, I'm going to give you an example. And I want you to then think about doing this week. How do you take some words of scripture and to see yourself in those words? How do you take words of scripture and turn them into your own prayer? Well, again, on page 8, you've got a portion of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, this incredible, the long psalm, all in praise of God's word. And so I thought, well, let's turn that into a prayer. And so the other day, I wrote it out as a prayer from me. But I want to share that with you as we close as an example of what you also could do this week. Take some verses of Scripture and let them, you know, meditate on them, and then turn them into your own prayer. So here is Psalm 119, these verses as a prayer. Your testimonies, Lord, are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. Keeps them at my side like a sword, wielding the sword by keeping your words in my heart, meditating on them. The unfolding of your words, opening by repeating them and contemplating them, this gives light and imparts understanding to this very simple, dim-witted man. I open my mouth and pant. Give me your word, because I long for your commandments. God, turn to me and be gracious to me, clothing me with your spirit, equipping my heart with your word. I know you do this for those who love your name. In the mixture of my heart, not always loving your name, still you have given me a love for your name. You have been gracious to me. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, having given me the shoes of readiness given by the gospel of peace. And let no iniquity, let no sin get dominion over me, having given me the shield of faith, which extinguishes the flaming darts of the evil one. Redeem me, rescue me from man's oppression. Redeem me by your strength, so that I may keep your precepts, may keep your teachings, and stand firm in your way. Make your face to shine upon your servant, dressed for battle in your gleaming armor, and teach me your statutes, the word of God which hangs on my belt, and which you can call me to take up and meditate on. My eyes shed streams of tears. I'm dressed for battle, but I'm aching for people to set down their fight, to set down the fight against your word, because in your word we can find true hope. Amen.